Good morning to you. Today is December the 3rd. Today is December the 3rd, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for listening today. If you're probably wondering where we've been over the past 2 weeks, I have been just out of town just for the Thanksgiving holiday, but also have been out of town for all last week, recording a 6-song EP in Nashville. Me and our worship team, I've been there all week recording, and so which was such a cool experience and such a thing. I think ordained by the Lord. I know ordained by the Lord. He is just so faithful in that. It's just so faithful just to put in our path just some really cool people. And so we have been blessed just to be able to just to be with some to be at Dark Horse Institute all week in Franklin, Tennessee, and just to meet with some of the staff and also the students there. Just what a blessing it was to be there. But anyway, with that said, it is I am very, very excited about being back today. I'm kind of back in a routine. And actually, this is actually the third time that I've tried to record this, but the computer was giving some issues today, and so we're hopefully third time's the charm on this. It keeps kicking the recording out. It keeps stopping the recording in the middle, but I don't know until I'm at the end and I go look at the computer. And so, but anyway, I'm so glad you're here today. I want to start with Hebrews chapter 4 today. Hebrews chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 11. And before that, this chapter is speaking of the rest which comes from God. And how it is the writer's desire, and it is the desire of God for us to enter into that rest. Let's start in verse 11 today. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, as I read this today, I think about Jesus, and that, and I forget this so many times, but that in everything that I struggle with, and everything that that has been difficult, or everything that I will ever find difficult in this life, Jesus has already been through this. Jesus has experienced this as a man, personally. Anything that I go through, he knows firsthand. That is so comforting to me. That he, more than anything else, more than what we could ever realize, can sympathize with our weaknesses more than anyone else on this earth ever could. But he also doesn't just see it from human eyes, but our Father sees it. Our Father, because he himself has experienced these things as a man here on earth, he also knows as a father what we are going through. Whatever worries or anxieties we're going through today, whatever struggles financially that we're going through today, he understands. And so with that, Let us then with confidence, with assuredness, draw near to the Lord, to the throne of grace, that we may receive Him and His grace and His mercy to help in our time of need today, whatever you're going through. Let's draw close to the Lord today. Oh, Jesus, I come before you. I thank you, Lord, for who you are. I thank you for your faithfulness at all times. Lord, I thank you for the ways that you know us. Lord, the ways that you sympathize with our weaknesses. Lord, the ways that you see all of these things. Lord, and that your call to us is come. Draw near to the throne of grace. Come to me. Oh Lord, so we are happy to oblige today. Oh Lord, we come to you. Lord, just as we are, Lord, in our brokenness. So Lord, Lord, speak to our hearts today. Lord, as we minister before your throne, Lord, minister to us. Lord, we worship you today, God.
Heart opened in all of the world.
Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters today. Lord, I ask that you would give, Lord, victory, Lord, over the attacks of the enemy, Lord, that make their way into our minds, into our thoughts, Lord, eventually into our actions. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection today. Lord, I pray that you would empower us by your Spirit to withstand the schemes of the enemy and to see the truth of who you are and who you think of us. Lord, and what you're doing in our midst, God. Lord, I pray today that you would be honored in our lives. Lord, we draw near to your throne of grace. Lord, we draw near to your presence. Lord, we offer our lives to you today. Lord, and tomorrow as we get up, we will do the same thing. We will offer, Lord, our lives today and tomorrow and the next day. Lord, our lives are yours. Lord, do what you will. Lord, thank you for being so faithful. You are faithful in every circumstance, in all of our lives. You are faithful. Lord, we love you, and we just pray this in your awesome, incredible name, the name of Jesus. Amen.